Keith Thomas is the Port Adelaide CEO and joins us. Keith, good morning to you, sir.
Boys, how do I jump into that conversation?
Well, just tell us for a start where you stand on the conversation.
No biting.
No, and the book should be thrown at him, right?
I reckon. Look, it's not. If he did it, that's no good. That's not what we want.
No, it's not. No, that's a fair point. Hey, there's a bit to talk to you about, but let's get this out of the way. To begin with, not when I say get it out of the way. It's a great thing that the footy club's doing. We spoke to Marcus Bonapelli last week. There's a bunch of players who are embarking upon The Line, which is a campaign about exactly what your footy club's jumped behind a campaign about as well. Tell us a bit about the How to Win Violence Against Women.
We've been having these conversations with a group called Centre Care. It's a Catholic family organisation and the state government. And they've just been talking to us about this disturbing prevalence towards violence in the household towards women. And, and it just seemed like the role that football clubs and players and coaches can play in talking to young men about these sorts of issues could be something that we could do, so we decided to jump behind the campaign. And so Paddy Ryder and Gavin Wanganeen and Ken Hinckley and other players will go into schools, talk to high school lads, and just talk about respectful relationships, and the fact that, like when I was growing up as a kid, it was always, respect your mother, don't talk badly to your mother, don't hit girls, all that sort of stuff just seems to have been lost in modern society. And we're hoping we can put some of those messages back out there.
Fantastic messages, Keith, and congratulations on getting involved in this program. But when you're sending these boys out there, Travis Boak is another one that's doing these lectures. Pretty heavy topics, really, I would think. Have they been required to get some education themselves on how they deliver these messages? Because it can be a very sensitive issue.
Very, very sensitive. And so they'll go out with trained facilitators. So, we get education, all of our playing group. And two, when the guys are in classrooms, they'll be with trained people. And so what we're trying to do is encourage conversations. One of the really disturbing stats was that by the time that kids are in their teenage years, most have seen some form of domestic violence, whether that be physical abuse or verbal abuse. And just having the ability to talk about that openly in a safe environment can be really valuable. And so, that'll be the role of the players. And again, the use of footballers and sports people generally can just change the conversation a little bit, and our lads will be talking about their own personal sort of stories and things that they've seen and heard, and hopefully we can just add a new dimension to that conversation.
Keith, it's a really strong and powerful message. I want to ask you a question about footy though, in terms of Port Adelaide's season, because obviously you've fallen a long way short of your own expectations. You stole our Paddy Ryder last year. You're topping up for a crack at the flag. What's going wrong, Keith?
Look, it's a question we've been agonising over, as you can imagine. To be honest, I think that it's probably a combination of things. As I look at it, I don't think that we've handled the fact that teams have defended us better this year. They've come out and defended us better, and I don't think we've coped with that as well as we could have. I also don't think that I equate it to the young teenager who grows 6 inches over summer and all of a sudden becomes a bit unco. I reckon that our development over the last 2 years was so rapid, we may not have, as a youngish group, been absolutely clear in our mind what that success was based on. And as you try and evolve your game, maybe you lose sight of the basics. And for us, those basics revolve around defensive acts, pressure, being physical. And I reckon that we might have, at different times this year, thought that it was more about being offensive, scoring quickly, you know, playing exciting footy, and maybe we've got that balance wrong, you know, through the year.
Hey, Keith, just on another issue too, love to get your feedback. We were having a discussion a little bit earlier about the Sydney Swans situation and how they've been restricted in the off-season in regards to trades. We can't justify it, and Andrew Pridham's come out very strongly with some words on the weekend. Do you have a view on the Sydney situation and the restrictions that they've been handed, whereas GWS, for instance, don't have those same restrictions?
Yeah, you know what, boys? Look, I am not well enough informed on all of that. I won't form have an opinion on
right.
it. I think it's largely bad manners to be talking about from one club to another, to be talking about their business. So I won't have an opinion. I've been whacked around. I had an opinion the other day about 10 clubs in Victoria, I heard, and I just want to clear the record for the Melbourne audience. What I was asked was, should we be looking to grow the competition, you know, beyond 18 clubs? And I said, no, I don't think we should. I think that there are too many clubs that are, and ours is one of them, who aren't going well enough yet financially to justify any, you know, growth in the competition. And, you know, I think that if we were to, you know, be honest with ourselves, 10 clubs in Melbourne, you know, may not be the ideal model, but there's no agenda to be dropping clubs out of Melbourne. Well, I don't think we should be looking to grow the competition any further. So I just wanted to clear the record there.
Consider it cleared. Hey, last one. Charlie Dixon, is he going to be wearing a Port Adelaide jumper next year?
Well, I don't know. Again, it's something we'll have to think about in the postseason and about our whole list. Again, he's a Gold Coast player, and I'm sure it's.
You got interest in him, Keith?
Of course, they've got interest. They've got him over the line, Keith. He's over the line.
No.
How far down the track are you with him, Keith?
No, I'm not down the track.
Okay.
I'm looking at our whole football program, and I'll be discussing with Ken at the end of the year.
Okay. Right, Keith, okay. Anyone ever said to you, gee, you sound like, can you just give us a special? Because don't you really sound a bit like Bruce McAvaney?
Well, they're both South Australians.
Got a real Bruce McAvaney about you.
Bruce is a great South Australian. I love him. But I'm not nowhere near in his class in anything. So he's a great man.
What about just saying just quickly then that Charlie Dixon would look delicious in a Port Adelaide jumper?
Well, black is thinning.
Okay. No. Well, we won't ask you a follow-up about that. The Power to End Violence Against Women campaign is a great thing that you've jumped on board with Centrecare as a footy club, Keith. Well done with that, getting back to where it all started. We appreciate you joining us.
Terrific. Yeah, thanks for promoting that. It's a really important campaign, and I'm glad that the AFL is right behind it around Australia.